So did you start to feel sometimes people outside of the test site, you know, looked upon you negatively for working out there?
Yeah. I did. I've heard them drive by and say, why don't you get your real job? But the trouble we have with the people, the guys that come from town out there mm-hmm. and worked, they found out it was a real job. Mm-hmm. You just didn't stand around. Mm-hmm. They had them protesters come on the test site, and they come in from the back way, and they come down over the hill, the P-tunnel. Mm. And I seen them walking through the yard. And they didn't have any badges on them. Mm-hmm. So I had them, I went out, I said, I'm going out and talk to them, call Wackenut. Mm-hmm. And they caught them right there, and we got them right there in T-tunnel yard. Mm-hmm. P-tunnel yard.
Do you remember which shot this was for, or when this was, what year this was?
Dates,
don't work too hard at it. The dates aren't really that important.
I'm trying to remember the shot we was on. But we was on a button-up mode, you know, getting ready to...
Yeah, because I know Kearsarge, they had some who, when the Soviets... that there were some who walked across the Nellis flats or something like that.
They come in through the back way too. Mm-hmm. From around on the back road that goes across the, over to Tonopah. Mm-hmm. They come in that way too. But they asked me how I'd handle them, and I said I'd go up to Utah, and I'd get me about four of them good cow dogs. And I said, when I caught them on the test site, when they'd snuck on the test site, I'd just take everything away from them. All their water and provisions and their shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'd set them cow dogs on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had no sympathy for what they were trying to protest, did you?
Well, no. They're it made me mad for the simple reason that they was, as far as I'm concerned, was messing with national security.